hold the mic and speak loudly and clearly. Writings of Rabash, Article The Spies.
The spies.
The Holy Zohar interprets the matter of the spies that Moses sent to tour the land concerning the spiritual land. And why is it written that the Creator tells them, go up there into the Negev, delve in the Torah, and by that you will know that world. See what the land is like, meaning from that you will see the world to which I bring you, and the people dwelling in it are the righteous in the Garden of Eden. The strong is the faint, meaning that in it you will see if they were rewarded with all that because they overcame their inclination by strength and broke it, or by weakness without effort, or if they were strengthened in the Torah to engage in it day and night, or left it off and were still rewarded with all that. Thus far its words. According to how the Holy Zohar interprets the matter of the spies in relation to man's entrance to the holy work, it is generally called taking upon oneself the burden of the kingdom of heaven. By this, one is rewarded with the reception of the Torah, as it was at the foot of Mount Sinai, when they said, we will do and we will hear. It is just as each and every one who wants to be rewarded with the Torah must go through a period called we will do, and then he can be rewarded with we will hear. There are many degrees in we will do, which generally divide in two ways. One, the revealed part is regarded as keeping the Torah and mitzvot, the commandments, in practice, learning day and night, and being meticulous with all the details of the mitzvot, until there is nothing more he can add as far as actions are concerned. His intention is that he does everything for the Creator to keep the King's commandment, and in return, he will receive reward in this world and in the next world. In this respect, he's considered righteous. Two, the hidden part refers to the hidden part in the Torah, which is the intention. What a person intends while practicing is hidden from people, but mostly it is hidden from the person himself, because this work must be above reason. Thus, the reason cannot criticize his work. If he is on the way that ascends towards dvikut, toward adhesion with the Creator, meaning if he's on the path called in order to bestow, called not in order to receive reward. Therefore, it is hidden, because he is working without reward. So the reward is hidden from him. This means that a person who works for reward knows that he's working well because he's receiving a reward. But one who works in order to bestow contentment upon his Maker, So the Creator will enjoy. He cannot see if the Creator is enjoying His work. Rather, he must believe that the Creator is pleased. It follows that the reward, too, is called in order to bestow, and it, too, is above reason. There are other reasons called the hidden part. This work does not belong to the general public, but to individuals. As Maimonides says, sages said, one should always engage in Torah, even if lo lishma, not for her sake, since from lo lishma, he comes to lishma, for her sake. Therefore, when teaching children, women, and uneducated people, they are to be taught to work out of fear and in order to receive reward, until they gain knowledge and acquire much wisdom, they are to be taught the secret bit by bit, and are to be accustomed to it pleasantly, until they attain Him and know Him and serve Him out of love. The matter of spies begins primarily in a person who wants to walk on the path of Dvikut, which is to bestow. At that time, the spies come with their just arguments, according to their views. Through reasoning, they make one understand that they are right. It is known that the Holy Zohar says, every man is a small world consisting of 70 nations as well as of Israel. This means that since there are seven qualities, which are seven sefirot, and opposite them, there are seven qualities in the Sitra Achra. Each one consists of 10. Thus, there are 70. Also, each nation has its own passion and wants to ordain its passion over everyone. And the people of Israel in a person also has its own passion, which is to adhere to the Creator. There is a rule that one cannot fight oneself. Rather, this requires a special power for a person to be able to go against his views. But he does have the power and strength to fight against another if he understands that his view is true and he will never want to yield before the view of the other. Accordingly, if the 70 nations are within the person, how can he fight himself? That is, once a certain nation prevails over the 70 nations with its passion, and then a person is governed by that passion, then when a person thinks about himself, he sees that this is his passion. He does not say that someone from the 70 nations wants to govern him, but thinks that this is he himself, and it is very hard to fight against himself. Therefore, a person should depict to himself that he has 70 nations in his body, as well as the people of Israel. He must determine for himself to which people he belongs, That is, there's a rule. Every person loves his homeland and fights for his homeland. Therefore, he must determine if he belongs to the people of Israel or to a nation from the 70 nations. If he determines that he belongs to the people of Israel, then he can fight the 70 nations when he sees that they are coming to fight. At that time, he sees that the 70 nations want to obliterate the people of Israel, as it is written in the Passover Haggadah, the Passover story. She stood for our fathers and for us, for not only one arose against us to obliterate us, rather each and every generation, there are those who arise against us to obliterate us, and the Creator saves us from their hands. If he knows that he belongs to the people of Israel, then he has the strength to fight against the 70 nations, since there's strength in nature to fight for one's homeland, for he knows that he is an Israelite, and they want to obliterate him. It follows that it is as though there are two bodies fighting one another, and then he has the strength to fight. Thus, here, when we speak of the work of the Creator, the people of Israel is called that which is Yashar El, straight to the Creator. He wants to adhere to the Creator. He wants Malchut, meaning to take upon himself the burden of the Kingdom of Heaven. Malchut is called Kel, God, as it is written in the Holy Zohar. This is why it is written, a God who has indignation every day, meaning Malchut, while the 70 nations in him resisted and fight with the Israel in him. With all kinds of tactics, they wish to annul and obliterate the Israel in a man's body. Here, in the work with the intention, when he wants to go specifically in the manner of bestowal, then the argument of the spies begins, which the Holy Zohar interprets their arguments according to the verses written in the Torah, which dispute and fight the Israel in him and want to eradicate them from the face of the earth. That is, he must not think that he will achieve what he thought he would achieve with all kinds of arguments, for they are fighting him, since the basis of the 70 nations is the will to receive. And Israel is precisely annulling before him without any reward at all. Therefore, precisely when a person wants to go against their views, begins the argument of the spies, who make him understand rationally that he has no chance of achieving the goal that he plans to achieve. However, sometimes the spies make a person understand something that is harsher than anything the spies claim. They say to a person, no, that the Creator cannot help an ignoble person such as you. This is the harshest of all, because usually, whenever a person is in trouble, he can pray. But when they come to a person saying, you are wasting your efforts because the Creator cannot help, they deny him the prayer. Since what can he do then? To whom can he turn for help? It is written in the Holy Zohar, Rabbi Yossi says, they took it upon themselves to slander everything. And what is everything? It is the earth and the Creator. Rabbi Yitzchak said, with the earth, it's true. With the Creator, how do we know? He told them, it is implied in the words, however, the people are strong. That is, who can defeat them? The people are strong is accurate, meaning that even the Creator cannot defeat them. And they slandered the Creator. A person cannot argue with the words of the spies with his reason or wait until he has what to reply to them. And in the meantime, be under their governance. Rather, he must know that he will never be able to answer their doubts with the external mind. But specifically, when he is rewarded with the inner mind, he will have the words to explain to them. In the meantime, he must go above his mind. Meaning say that although the intellect is very important, the importance of faith is still higher than the intellect. Therefore, he must not go according to the intellect, but according to the path of faith, to believe what our sages told us, that a man must take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven as faith above reason. At that time, there is no place for the argument of the spies, because they speak only within the reason of the external mind. This is the meaning of Israel saying at the time of the preparation for the reception of the Torah, we will do, and then we will hear. Doing means without the external intellect. Rather, he calculates according to the commander, for the commander probably knows what is good for him and what is not, meaning what is good for a person and what is not. But one big question remains. Why did the Creator give us an external intellect, which we use in every single thing? While here, in the work of the Creator, we must go against this intellect and not with the intellect with which we were born. This comes because the Creator wanted to be asked for help. The help he gives is the light of Torah. And if they could go without the help of the Creator, they would have no need for the light of Torah. As our sages said, I have created the evil inclination. I have created the Torah as a spice. Therefore, in order for him to need to extend the light of Torah, we were given this work in concealment on the intention, so that man will need an inner mind. From the perspective of the outer intellect, the Creator made it so as not to give any help for the work. On the contrary, it is obstructing him to work in order to bestow. This is the meaning of what is written in the Holy Zohar. If a person comes to purify, he is aided with a holy soul. He is purified and sanctified, and he is called holy. By that, one comes to need to be rewarded with the Naran Chai that pertains to the root of the soul. Hence, there is a correction of concealment, which is the Daat, meaning that a person's outer mind will be against working in order to bestow. This is called within reason of the outer mind, which makes all of man's calculations that it is not worthwhile for him to work in order to bestow. When he overcomes and does not escape the campaign and prays to the Creator to help him go above reason, meaning not to be under the rule of the will to receive, then when the Creator helps him, he receives an inner mind called inner reason. At that time, through this reason, the body agrees to work in order to bestow upon the Creator. As it is written, when a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies be at peace with him, referring to the evil inclination. It follows that while he is within reason, meaning that the intellect tells him it is worthwhile to do this work, he can exert in the work. Therefore, when he has an outer intellect, the reason compels him, meaning the intention to receive. This is called within reason. And when he is rewarded with the inner mind, meaning the inner reason, the mind obligates him that it is worthwhile to work in order to bestow contentment upon the Creator.
First of all, the article is perfect. And there's other articles of the spies. Maybe we'll enter into that later on. I wanted to ask, what strength does a person have to go against that outer intellect that he was born with?
The Creator.
From where does the prayer stem from to the Creator? From what intellect?
From despair, a lack of choice, sort of a last resort when a person does not see any powers within him that can raise him, lead him to the correct state.
And what pushes him to the correct state? That's seemingly against the intellect.
On the one hand, it's seemingly against the one's intellect, but on the other hand, he's got enough place in his mind to know they have to go against it.
What is the inner intellect?
It's that which keeps in the person the matter of lishma, and he understands that this can indeed exist, but only with the help of the Creator.
And when the Rabash writes that when these complaints come, that your work is a waste of time, the Creator cannot help, and then they take this place of prayer, and then he has no one to turn to. So what does he do then when he has no one to turn to?
He has no other choice. He's got no choice, he must. Nevertheless, use this state, this only chance. That only the Creator can do it. If not, then to ask all the way through. Then he awakens the help from the Creator, or if he doesn't, that's already a decision from above.
Thank you.
מאמר מאוד מיוחד.
Very special article.
מה זה הנקודה שאדם?
What is this point that a person determines that he belongs to Israel? That within him are the nations of the world, and within him is Israel, and he determines that he belongs to Israel.
It's a feeling that there is such a power in him, and such an opinion, a discernment. He cannot remain as a beast for all intents and purposes, meaning to just be like everyone. Rather, something internally is separating him from everyone. And in this innermost point, he's aimed at the Creator, Yeshar El, Israel.
According to what I understand in the text, he also identifies himself that in his beast are the nations of the world.
Of course.
And seemingly from the same point of view, he can identify differently, to identify with the beast. And by identifying with Israel, it is as if gives him strength.
Doesn't give him the power immediately, and it's not like every person who has this power awakened in him can perform the actions of Israel. Rather, no, he will have to wage war on behalf of Israel in him.
How does Israel manage the war?
Separates himself from the general public and connects to additional forces of Israel that are next to him. This is the 10. Not that he himself did not assemble, but rather the Creator arranged it for him. He says, take it. And that's how he begins the war.
And every war that seems external, it's within a person. He's waging war. He needs to wage war with himself.
He needs to choose his partners in this war.
It says here that the hardest complaint of the spies is they come and tell a person that a lowly person like you, the Creator, cannot help. So what do we do in such a state?
The Creator helps everyone. He has the power to treat the lowliest person and help him out as well and raise him. It says about Moses that he was extremely humble.
ולכן, זאת לא הסיבה.
And that's why it's not a reason to give up.
And
leave the battle and reach bestowal.
But seemingly with a complaint, he disconnects him from the Creator. So in that state, even if a person knows what you just explained, in that state, he's crushed under that.
Nevertheless, anything but leave. A person has to go for everything more and more, even passively. But nevertheless, he stays in it.
He can remain in actions, yeah? He can continue to do actions.
Let's say that in intention he's incapable, but in action, yeah. But nevertheless, there's no action without an intention. This is a small percentage of an intention there.
As if what I'm trying to ask, the worst is to forget that you're Israel and that there is a Creator and you need to connect to Him through the friends. And the moment that He disconnects from the Creator,
leaving the ten, for example, staying alone, that's already. It's got no one to fight with him, to hold him. Here, there's not much to do. That's why it says anything but leave.
Intellect, then he will have the language of what to explain to them. And in the meantime, he needs to go above the intellect and say that the intellect is very important, but nonetheless, faith is above in importance, more so than the intellect. So he shouldn't go by the intellect, but according to faith and believe in what the sages told him. And then there is no place for the complaint of the spies.
He simply leaves this level, this premise that they are discussing, they are talking. That's why he can't hear it. He's not working together with them, against them. They simply don't exist on that level.
He exterminates them by not allowing the external intellect, by not giving it space at all.
Yes.
It's an amazing thing that we in the 10th thought that this was the central thing that we need to insist on, to value faith above reason more than the external intellect.
Yes. You thought correctly.
He writes that Israel is that lust to adhere to the Creator, and there's 70 more nations. Can you explain what are these 70 other lusts? How can a person identify them?
To run away from the work of the Creator? And there any other work that is pleasant to his body?
And there are truly 70 different types?
Well, but that's how they say about it.
Are these intentions or different desires? What are these qualities?
These are 70 desires, 70 passions in Zeranpin.
And
the spies as if support this thing that the person is small, he has no ability. This is how they tell him, you're not successful, you won't be heard. I wanted to ask, in the 10, let's say that there's a friend, if I made the friends too big, is it possible that they are good, they're great, they're strong, but there's as if shame, but it doesn't cause me. They're already too big, like it's written in the article.
You have made them in order to escape the work.
So what is the right work? I also need to be big in something?
Of course, otherwise you're not friends. You see yourself already lying on the stretcher and they carry you.
So this klipa that's called the spies, Ravan, it is if it wants to take a person out of the place of work and let him be just discarded on the side somewhere?
From every angle, not necessarily tossed out, like that it's possible he will come out as a hero.
From Woman PT6, what is that inner intellect? What is the inner intellect?
The inner intellect is when a person begins to pick and pick himself, the inside of himself apart and see what he wants. And then typically this inner intellect will bring him to very simple things, very corporeal, very animalistic.
From Kabyu 2, how do we know how to determine that we are the nation of Israel, that we are one with this concept of the nation of Israel?
The concept of Israel is Yashar El, straight to the Creator. So anyone who has a line that goes from his state to the state of the Creator, to adhere to him, according to law of equivalence of form, then he's called Israel. Hence, there is no such a nation as Israel from the beginning. Rather, in Babylon, Abraham was looking for such people. That wanted to get to the level of Israel. So he found them and he walked with them to the land of Canaan.
And here from Woman PT6, they're asking, what is that Israel, that force of the Israel that's in the ten? What is it? How do we identify it?
With each one of the friends from all around the world, doesn't matter the color, sex, gender, doesn't matter. There's a point called Israel. We wish to connect all these points and bring them to realization.
And last question from Woman Kabyu 6. We say that the Torah exhausts a person's strength, but we know that the Torah is light and we receive strength from it. So how do we arrange these things?
When we are, for the time being, in our egoistic will to receive, the Torah exhausts a person and seemingly helps us, stops us from advancing toward the klipot, the shells. And when we go through that stage and want to nevertheless reach bestowal, that's when we begin to come closer to the Torah and receive. Extract the correct discernment from it.
Here, right, the only solution is to pray to the Creator to go specifically above reason.
Yes.
Seemingly, the previous reason disappears.
No, it's above it. He builds it as above reason, above it.
Another question, why specifically the forces that are, and they are the representatives of Israel, these are the spies that are, they're speaking slander.
How can you think you can pull a person toward the purpose of creation? Only by placing great forces before him that pull him, but also at the same time they show him. No, his path is incorrect. It's disqualified, and then a person has two lines in him, and he advances.
Sash.
How do we define this quality that hears the spies? What is that within a person?
It's
a point in the heart, which discerns if a person's lives allows a person to enter this path, to invest himself only in order to attain the true purpose of life.
Within the point in the heart, there's a discernment within it.
Yes,
that one of them could be really connected to and ruled by these questions. How do we come out of, how do we work? Basically, this is the whole article, but can we afterwards say thank you for all these questions?
Of course, through these questions, a person can make discernments. What exactly is the Creator aiming him for? And then he can start walking with his friends. He's got no other choice. Otherwise, he's going to end his life as a dog and get into the next round.
Rav, nishma she'hanekuda shebalev. It sounds like the point in the heart is even above the point of Israel.
Yes,
it's as if a certain place, person can see all of this, all the forces that are in him, and to make a certain choice on all these discernments.
At least an agreement.
He's as if observing through the point in the heart.
Yes. If he can disconnect even to a small extent from his superfluous points and connect to his point in the heart, then
how can we define it like a sphira or certain other concepts? What is that point that's observing from this side, even from the point of view of Israel and him?
It's a spiritual root.
Can we say that it's Keter or something else?
No, we can't determine this. But we can feel that I feel in this point that if I'm holding on to it, it's capable of lifting me upwards.
Rav,
there's no meriting. There's you'll do and you'll hear. As long as we don't have the connection in doing, meaning rising above the external force, so then we're always losing to these spies.
Of course. Why are they spies? In order to bring us the sermons that we need in order to reach the truth.
So this whole scrutiny of sitting and clarifying and this necessity to reach doing,
we shall do? What brings us to that
point in the heart? In each one, it's pushing a person to reach a decision.
Right, so I, by myself, I seemingly understand everything in the intellect, but the intellect, it's still nonetheless this external intellect, the searching for something worthwhile. Also within the society, we're looking for things that are worthwhile. It's worthwhile for me to be like this or like that. But how do we reach, we will do
together? Together, I told you. Where's your 10? Are you gradually moving toward them, starting to see how connected you truly are, how indeed there's no choice that you can't be together, have to be together. The 10 doesn't have to be even a 10. The majority of the collective is 2. But when you have a 10, these forces are more powerful. And then if you connect with them, in spite of the problems that you have, and you start every time from hating them, rejecting them, being distant from them, you don't want to be near them. And later, you are going over all the discernments that awaken in you, and you reach connection.
I win this war against the spies?
Yes, battle after battle, you are winning.
He recommends in the article to depict to oneself that one has 70 nations and he identifies with Israel in him. Until a person doesn't make the separation within himself, then in general he can't, there's a rule that a person cannot fight with himself. So one really needs to make this distinction. My question is, how do we truly advance to see the inner forces of something foreign? It seems like something very advanced in the work.
First of all, you connect with the friends. You connect with them to such an extent that you feel that they and you are as one. All of your desires, all of your goals, connect into one. And that's how you continue.
This will help me to see my qualities as...
This will help you in everything, in attaining the goal.
In general, it's clear. We always talk about connection, but I'm asking about something specific now. How do I see my passions, all these things that awaken me throughout the day, and 1,000 more that will awaken within me? How do I see them as these foreign nations, and that I am Israel, and that I won't run to carry them out, and I'll just...
Through the scrutiny, you'll come to see that you're Israel. Okay. Where's the view?
Now
look, he's right before me. I didn't see him.
Thank you very much,
Rav.
I want to point out that the friend said this is an amazing article that really points out how much the Creator wants for us to have this connection with Him. He does everything for us, just for us to ask of Him. Truly so. And I'm asking a simple question. What does it mean that we will reach a state that we will need the inner intellect? What is this need?
Imagine that as a father, you're now planning your child your future child. And you want him to reach a degree of an angel. So how do you build in him, how do you arrange in him these forces that will lock him onto this role? Try. And you will see that you need additional forces called the ten. And many other things.
Yeah, I really felt this before you said what you said just now regarding the relations between a father and a son. And the mother and the children. Although the children don't want to do what the parents want to do, and they don't even feel that it's for their own benefit. And only after reaching a certain age, they truly begin to understand that after a lot of time, they begin to understand that the parents wanted what's good for them, despite all the punishments they received along the way. And I really see these relations really like the Creator with us. He's educating us.
Yeah.
And sometimes I say, thank you, really, this huge thank you for that He gave us one another here, that He gave us the best environment. Truly so. There's nothing purer than this, than revealing everything that He gave to us and the connection between us. And in continuation of my question, this inner intellect, it seems like it's in the connection between us.
Excellent, beautiful.
Makalede şöyle geçiyor, Yaradan'ın kişiden tek istediği kalptir. Onun Yaradan'a kalp vermesi ne demek? Ne anlama gelir?
Question from a friend. It's written that the Creator wants only the heart. What does it mean? What does it mean to give heart to the Creator? How can we as a ten give our heart to the Creator?
When we connect in our hearts and one desire, and we wish to attach this desire to the Creator, to make room for Him in that desire, in that heart, so He could fill.
Thank you, Raf. Is the inner intellect connected to faith?
No. No.
No. The person doesn't become smarter, more understanding, no. Only simply because he feels more discernment, more internal discernment, that's proof that he's becoming more understanding by attaching himself to spiritual discernments.
So a Kabbalist relies on the inner mind?
Yes, of course he does. Even by being in connection with external people.
Rehovot.
Rehovot.
Thank you, dear Rav. Thank you, World Clean. The article is really amazing. It throws me to my lowliness or nothingness of the friends, also who make efforts against all reason to continue on the path. Where do we take this extra strength to stay on the path and even more to keep adding every day?
From our connection. That from day to day we become more and more connected. That's why we can extract more forces from there, spiritual forces that help us a bit to add. To add in our perception.
Aspana.
make Israel as the weaker quality? Why did the Creator make Israel weaker than the nations of the world?
So they will ask.
Вот разведчики и народы мира, вот эти 70, это...
They are of the spies and the nations, the 70 nations of the world, they are in a different way than the spiritual path.
The spies and the nations are two different things. I don't understand.
So both these and those go against the land of Israel.
Yes.
So what's the difference in their resistance? All the nations of the world are...
Yeah.
The spies are in fear. They're trying to convince. No, anyway, they use any possible way in order to deviate us from the right path.
Поэтому это не простой народ, это разведчики.
Вот, например, на уроке.
That's why it's not a simple nation, it's the spies.
Может меня пытаться отвести. Так это.
In the lesson, for example, how can the spies deflect me? Is it just foreign thoughts or intentions for self?
It's not foreign thoughts exactly.
Они используют твою заинтересованность.
The spies use the fact that you have interest, and they try to clothe it into actions that deviate you from the goal. You want to reach the goal, so here, go to that goal, and there you'll find it. That's something a person has to discover in himself. It's not that easy, but it's also not difficult.
As we move through time and space, our senses guide us. With digital access to the study hall 24/7, with the new app, I can drink as much as I want. So what are the tactics to strengthen the presence of the inner reason as we move through the day?
You need to constantly try and connect in that internal mind, to bestow to one another, and from your bestowal all together, bestow to the Creator.
Yaradan hangi koşulda bizi içsel mantıkla ödüllendiriyor? Teşekkürler.
Hello, Rav and friends. Under what conditions are we awarded with the inner mind?
The inner mind, we are rewarded if everybody in the ten think about connecting and to reach one desire towards the Creator, even the smallest desire. Okay, Sangul.
Tov. Woman Moscow.
Да, здравствуйте, учитель. Вот здесь написано, я создал злое начало.
Hello, dear teacher. It says here, I created the evil inclination. I created for it the Torah as a spice. This spice, how do we create it in the ten?
Через статьи Рабаша, которые мы читаем.
We went through the Rabash articles that we read to come closer to the Creator.
И так, шаг за шагом,
приближаемся к нему.
And in this way, step by step, we...
Если свойства Израиль одинаково с народом мира, то какие изменения?
Is the quality of Israel equal to the 70 nations of the world? So what are the changes? What changes need to happen in a person or in a 10 so that the quality of the 10 will always be above all other qualities? Or it's always weak and needs to be amplified?
We need to strengthen the quality of Israel. Otherwise, it'll constantly fall. This quality is unnatural in a person. That's why we have to hold on to each other and give an example.
А так, в принципе, оно основано только на том, что мы начинаем устремляться к связи с Творцом.
That's it. It's based on the fact that we start yearning towards the Creator, towards a connection with Him.
Здравствуйте. Скажите, пожалуйста, вот Рабаш в статье «Да продаст человек балки крыши дома своего» тоже пишет о разведчиках.
Рабаш, in the article «One should sell the beams of his house», he also speaks about the spies, and there the spies go after the friends. They look for flaws in the friends. And here the spies are sent towards the Holy Land. Are these the same spies, or
let's say they're different?
Благодаря которым вот раскрывается что-то новое, узнается что-то новое.
The qualities within man by which something new appears are the spies.
Usually it's the spies.
Обязательно они как бы с негативной стороны заходят, то есть представляют какую-то картину негативную.
There is such a thing that they come through negativity, they show some negative picture.
Yes, otherwise you can't do anything. I don't understand.
He says that the topic seems so sensitive and tangible. Is it the right time to ask and perhaps receive the force of Arvut between us?
The force of Arvut, you can always ask and demand. It's the Arvut is the main force of the group, that without yearning for Arvut, we can't penetrate onward towards the Creator. It's like one soldier in the battlefield. He needs to be with his friends.
We are reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot. We are in part 6. We are in item 26.
Next,
item 28, words of the Ari. However, the light of the lower seven that took only from the goof downward is from the siyum of Shibolet HaZakan and below. This is also why they do not have vapors to shine for them. But they are implied in the words, and the arms of his hands were made golden, which is the 10 drops thrown off from between the nails, as mentioned in Tikkun 69, since for themselves they are the phase of kings, for the revoking of the kings was because he was still not established as one Adam, male and female.
Кошув Орпними.
Ло Орпними.
You already know that there is a great correction in this pasa that draws from above and gives below, because it is a double screen from two phases, phase 2 and phase 4 together. This was done by the ascent of Nehi to Chagat. And phase 2, that operates in the Chagat of Parzuf Sag, was incorporated with phase 4, that operates in the Nehi of the inner Ak. Hence, the Parsa stands diagonally from the Chazeh to the Tabu, as it contains within it Nehi and Chagat together. Thus, during the Gadlut, the lower Hay, which is phase 4, descends from the Parsa, and the Parsa is breached, meaning that the ending boundary is revoked and the lights of Sag pass below the Parsa. Immediately afterwards, the Parsa returns to its place, by which the Parsa draws the illumination of Sag from above and gives below to Potsuf Nikudim below the Tabu. It is similar in the Partsufim of Atzilut as well. For this reason, the above seven lower Sefirot of Nikudim that could not receive any light from Sag due to the Siyum of the Parsa, now during the Gadlut, after the Parsa has been breached, they too receive light from the place of the Parsa, which is discerned as Sag and Chagat of the general Ak. Thus, those lights that the seven lower Sefirot of Nikudim received from the Parsa are discerned as Chagat, which are the arms of the hands. This is why it says, and the arms of his hands were made golden. Thus, it was explained that before the coupling of Gadlut, the Parsa is regarded as the Etzbaot Raglaim of Parzuf Sag, since the illumination of Sag ends there, and the end of the illumination is called Raglaim. However, when the Parsa is breached, the boundary returns to the point of Siyum of this world as before, and the phase of Chagat expands as before. Is the vapor that comes up from the Parsa always comes up from the point of Bina in the Parsa?
Where could it come from? Only it here participates in this process.
Yep.
Because the force of bestowal is in her.
But if it is breached and it let the light pass, what new state causes it to go back?
It returns to its own matters of what she is, where she separates between the vessels of bestowal and the vessels of reception. So it's before. Why is this part that supposedly is very exalted and distant from us? You said it's the most important. It seems that Adam Rishon, the worlds of Abiyah, but here in Nikudim, why is this?
How can you get to Adam Rishon in the worlds of Biyah if you don't learn the laws by which they form and the worlds of beyond and Adam HaRishon, how can you understand that system of Adam HaRishon and the worlds of Bia? We have to at least somewhat, as we go through it, just to get it into our ears.
So the laws that are determined here go for the whole?
Yes, it's the most important part in order to understand the worlds of Bia and Adam HaRishon. Otherwise, you'll start thinking about Adam HaRishon like it's some sort of a monkey that is jumping around in the jungle.
Ken.
What's the diagonal that he's speaking about? That one thing raises the Chagat and
connection between Bina and Malchut. There are qualities of Bina that connect to the qualities of Malchut, and they both influence each other. And that is marked as a diagonal, meaning that if you have a square of Keter Chokma Bina Malchut, without Keter, actually. Chokma Bina Zeran Bin Malchut. So it follows that Bina and Malchut are diagonally linked.
So what does it mean in quality that it's in diagonal?
That it holds and uses shared qualities with the Malchut. That's the quality of Bina and Malchut.
אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 394.
We are reading from the writings of בעל הסולם, the article of the ערבות. We are in item 23.
ובדברים הללו מתבהרים היטב מה שעמדנו לעיל.
Item 23. With these words we clearly understand what we said above in item 5 about the Torah being given specifically to the Israeli nation, because it is certain and unequivocal that the purpose of creation lies on the shoulders of the whole of the human race, black or white or yellow, without any essential difference. But because of the descent of human nature to the lowest degree, which is the self-love that rules over all of humanity without restraint, there was no way to negotiate with them and persuade them to agree to take upon themselves even as a mere promise to exit their narrow world into the wide spaces of the love of others. The exception was the Israeli nation, because they were enslaved in the savage kingdom of Egypt 400 years in horrible torments.
As sages said, as salt sweetens the meat, agony polishes man's sins. This means that they bring to the body great purification. In addition, the purification of their holy fathers assisted them. As said in item 16, which is the most important, as some of the verses of the Torah testify, because of these two forewords, they were qualified for it. This is why the text refers to them in singular form, as it is written, And Israel camped there before the mountain, which our sages interpret as one man with one heart. This is because each and every person from the nation completely detached himself from self-love and wanted only to benefit his friend. As we have shown above, in the meaning of the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, it turns out that all the individuals in the nation had come together and become one heart and one man, for only then were they qualified to receive the Torah. Questions?
That's clear. Next.
24. Thus, because of the above necessity, the Torah was given specifically to the nation, to the Israeli nation, solely to the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For it was inconceivable that any stranger would take part in it. Yet, because of this, the Israeli nation had been constructed as a sort of gateway by which sparks of purity would flow onto the entire human race throughout the world. And these sparks multiplied daily, like one who gives the treasure until they are filled sufficiently, meaning until they develop to such an extent that they can understand the pleasantness and tranquility that are found in the kernel of love of others. For then, they will know how to shift the balance to the side of merit and will place themselves under his burden, and the side of sin will be eradicated from the earth.
Hey. Questions?
It's not clear what are the sparks of purity that have to bring a person closer to that.
I don't know. I don't see them. I don't attract them. I don't know how they come and multiply and connect and integrate. We have to see where we are today, and what can we use, and not to make mistakes, and take upon ourselves all kinds of actions and states that are not yet in us, or that we are not yet in them.
So can we explain what we can do and are able to do and must do?
Arvut. As much as possible.
For us, in our tens,
in the tens, and in the entire group. That's it. All right, next.
25. Now there remains to complete what we have said in the previous article, Matan Torah, about the reason that the Torah was not given to the fathers, since the commandment of love your friend as yourself, the axis of the whole Torah, and around which all the other commandments revolve, so as to clarify and interpret it, cannot be observed by an individual, but only through the prior consent of an entire nation. This is why it took until they came out of Egypt to become a worthy of observing it. When they were first asked if each and every one in the nation agreed to take that commandment upon himself, and once they agreed to it, they were given the Torah. However, there still remains to clarify where we find in the Torah that the children of Israel were asked that question and that they agreed to it prior to receiving the Torah.
Again.
If I
understand correctly, he says here that they became a nation in Egypt that made them a nation.
Yeah.
So I wanted to know what happened there in Egypt that made them a nation. Rav, because they were a small group when they entered Egypt, right? And in Egypt, they multiplied, meaning their desires grew. Their inner and outer power grew. And then they became a nation, but still not a corrected nation. Yeah?
Yes. In
the term a nation, is there like a togetherness in there?
Of course, that it's not the same group as it entered. It's a nation.
So what's the trouble and suffering in the exile in Egypt that twisted them and turned them into one?
That we haven't spoke of so much yet. We haven't got to that stage. That's the beginning of their journey in Egypt, where they just grew. It's like a baby. At first he grows and grows, and then he begins to be taught certain things and certain demands apply to him. That's the next stage.
But the coming out is that Moses doesn't sever, they all want to leave together.
That's still far, yeah. Yes.
So how is it expressed that we get an extra arvut?
Each time we advance, we have to determine the arvut between us on a new level.
Does that mean that it's, what's that new level? More connection?
More connection on a greater level, on stricter conditions.